Who cares about winning? Let's get drunk.
Get you drunk, Merkins. You two boards. I'm thirsty.
Huh?
I need 4 shots of vodka, 4 shots of water. We can send the vodka over to the Merkins, send the water to us. You understand?
What former Supreme Court Justice?
Oliver Wendell Holmes.
Correct.
Yes!
Again, I'd like to ask the players to allow me
to finish the question.
Very funny.
Okay, this is getting embarrassing. So we need to focus, because this isn't a game.
It literally is.
Bill, do not test me right now.
Like, we're down to 2 teams. So for double points, what is the name of the purple Teletubby?
Tinky Winky.
You're both correct.
He always carried a
red purse.
Yeah.
And he loved
big hugs. I know. I'm Max.
Annie.
So.
You're never going to be able to hold on to Asia, you hear me?
Hey, if you take Kamchatka and I take Mongolia, we could trap Linda in the middle.
Starve out our armies. Hey.
You can't form alliances.
Work for Hitler, right?
You're high-fiving Hitler?
All right, you got this last one. Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn.
Yes!
Feel good.
Two words. Phil. Overweight.
No.
Single. Out of work.
What the fuck?
Harry. Carrie, Mary, you, me, marry me.
We got it, we got it. Annie, will you marry me?
Yeah.
Is that a yes? That's a yes.
I'm really happy for you guys.
Pressure here.
Yeah.
You miss it. Lose it all.
Stay out of my head. And you know you have a distinct advantage with the smaller hands, right? Mm-hmm. Your goalposts are not as big.
Well, I guess you should have married Uma Thurman.
Yeah, that would have been great. There's a snap. Here's the hold.
Oh.
And a text. That was interference.
Sorry, honey. I know how much that meant to you.
Come on.
Dr. Chen is ready for you.
Great.
I think we've determined why you've been having trouble conceiving.
Okay. Let's have it.
Great.
Oh, what's that look? Is it me? Of course it's me.
I'm not loving your semen.
Oh?
Your count is excellent, but your motility is well below normal.
That's too bad.
What would cause that? It can be genetic, environmental factors. 9 times out of 10, though, it's psychological. Hmm. Have you been feeling anxious or stressed?
No, I don't think so. Not really.
He's always a little stressed.
Well, you don't have to write. I'm not. Honey, she's writing it down.
Well, Max is very competitive. As am I.
We sure are.
One of the reasons I fell in love with him. Maybe that makes him a little more prone to stress than normal people.
Normal people.
How long's this been going on, Max?
It's not going on.
Oh, well, you did say even when you were a kid you would freak out if you lost at anything.
Oh, I was a kid.
Especially if you lost your brother.
Hmm.
Hey, is that what this is?
No.
You have been so uptight since you found out that Brooks is coming to town. I mean, could that
true.
Be a factor in
Let's
all of this?
Let's be fair.
Sibling rivalry can be very powerful. Cain and Abel, the Baldwins.
The what?
The brothers.
I'm not sure why we're discussing this. She's not a therapist. You're not a therapist, right? With all respect.
Well, no, but I am a doctor,
sure.
And I believe in treating the whole patient. So what is it about your brother that makes you feel emasculated?
Are we going to do this? And we're right next to the room where I masturbated.
I think he has it in his head that Brooks is cooler and more successful and hotter than he is.
I never said hotter.
He's charming. Interesting. And is he single?
What's that?
Oh, I don't know if I mentioned it, but Keith and I are on a trial separation.
Keith.
Keith. So do you think your brother would want to grab a cup of coffee with me?
Gosh, I don't know.
Well, doesn't hurt to ask.
Hurts a little.
Now, is he a tall fella? Because I'm only 5'2".
We're all done with my
he
semen.
He is taller than Max.
Good.
Ooh. Honey, Gary, don't mention game night, okay?
Good evening, Max. Gary. Annie. Hello there.
Hi, Gary.
Just checking the mail.
Oh, yeah?
Some people check it earlier in the day, but there's always a risk that the mail carrier hasn't come yet. This spares me the chance of a futile trip to the mailbox.
Uh-huh.
Plus, if I was Bastion here, the opportunity to urinate.
You have a good one.
Any plans for this evening?
No.
Perhaps a game night?
We're just going to stay in, just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Boring.
Mm. I see. I do hope you keep me in mind for any future game nights.
Well, you bet.
I've always enjoyed the camaraderie of good friends, competing in games of chance and skill.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll do that, but nice, just two of us.
Three bags of Tostito scoops, I notice.
There was a special on these tonight. 3 for 1.
3 for 1?
Yep.
How can that be profitable for Frito-Lay?
These corporations? I don't know what they're doing.
Oh, you two enjoy each other. It's often we don't appreciate what we have until it's gone.
I think that's it.
Okay, bye-bye. If Gary sees the others coming, we're screwed.
No, honey, it's not going to be a problem. I was very, very clear with everyone to park far away and just to sneak in quietly, you know?
Well, now, I mean, you don't think we're being dicks, do you? I mean, should we just still invite the guy? He really seemed like he wanted to play.
No. Debbie was our friend, and Gary was just the creepy husband that we had to put up with.
That's true.
He's only gotten worse since the divorce.
Yeah, we don't owe him anything, right? Fuck him. Hi.
Can we help you? I'm okay.
Hey!
Of course. Ryan, why are you coming in through the window?
You said sneak in so RoboCop wouldn't see us.
I meant sneak in through the door.
Oh, you were super vague.
I wasn't vague at all.
What?
No, I didn't say break the succulents.
I am not dressed for this nonsense. This is ridiculous.
It's like Night of the Living Dead in here.
Yeah, you are asking a lot from us.
I didn't say to come through the window.
Max, we used to work together. His wife, Annie, Michelle, and that guy.
The door
Kevin,
right
buddy.
There.
Guys, this is Madison.
Yeah, you brought her last week. You work at Forever 21, right?
No.
I work at Sephora. I'm confused.
Different girl. Same look, same voice.
Nice to meet you. You too.
What's yours?
That's a...
No, I think you're supposed to kiss it, right?
Mm.
Welcome.
Do you guys have a bathroom?
There's one just down the hall. You need it?
Okay, is it on the right or the left? I don't want to go in the wrong room. The one with the toilet.
Can't miss
okay.
it.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Dude. Oh, wow.
Right?
Where'd you find her? A TED Talk?
No, at Chipotle. Let me ask you something, Ryan. Aren't you sick of losing game night every week because of the dates you bring? They're not always that bad. Heather, seriously, how many photos of you with the dog filter do you need?
Dennis isn't a word.
Yeah, it is. It's my daddy's name, so.
These are the elite, the very best.
White people.
Whoa. Oh, okay, unlike you psychos, I don't give a shit about winning game night. I don't need that validation.
But you do need the validation of dating Instagram models.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I'm not like you, Michelle. You know, we didn't all meet our soulmate when we were 10 years old.
14.
Oh, sorry, 14.
And we didn't get married until we were 19.
That's gross.
You know what, Ryan? I hope one day you get to meet a lovely young lady so you can love her as much as I love my sweet baby right now.
Yes, find her. Look at this.
Look at
this.
Let's look at him when we do it.
Hey, everybody, grab your drinks. Let's go play. Come on.
Dude, do you know what rich people are doing on their game nights these days?
What's that?
Fight clubs. I just read about them. They pay poor people to
fight each other and then they bet on the winner.
No, that's not a real thing.
Yes, it is. If you can have anything you want in this world, you have to raise the stakes or life gets boring. The Kennedys used to have fight clubs at their compound.
Honey, listen, you gotta stop reading BuzzFeed every second of the damn day.
How about some charades? Huh? Should we start with charades?
Yeah,
no!
Do you want to wait for Brooks?
I don't think we need to. No, he's late.
Wait, hold up. Brooks is in town?
I thought he was working in Europe.
He was, yeah. He's apparently back for some business. Haven't seen him yet. We can get started. Who wants to start?
Who are you guys talking about?
Max's brother. He's this super successful venture capitalist.
Yeah, he was the first to invest in Panera Bread. Mm-hmm. You know, the Fuji apple salad was his idea.
A lot of investors.
Yeah. He's like the Mark Wahlberg to Max's Donnie.
Well.
Which is a huge compliment because Donnie was fucking great in The Sixth Sense, wasn't he?
He was.
Is he in The Sixth Sense?
He sure is, yeah. You know who's not in The Sixth Sense? Mark Wahlberg.
Mark would never take a role that small.
Is that right? Madison?
Man, I haven't seen him since the wedding. Oh, remember that speech he gave?
Hello. Oh, and then he paid for that whole fireworks display.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
fireworks.
The top. Let's get started. I'm going to start us off. Here we go.
All right.
Let's do it.
Move the movie. Okay.
Dude, we have no teeth. You just give up.
Better not be Brooks. I did, yeah, like three times.
Hey!
You got a stingray, huh? Turn off your car!
What's that?
Hello again. Still wearing the uniform.
Hey, bud, I'm sorry I'm late. I hope you didn't start game night without me.
Did you not get my text?
What text? Oh, hello, officer. What's that guy staring at us?
Gary, I want you to meet my brother, Brooks. We're having a little family three-man game night tonight.
Wait, what do you mean three-man? You said that Michelle and Ryan and Kevin work
together. No. It's just going to be us three.
Well, I can see them in the doorway. There's a whole mess of people over there. Hey, guys.
There they are. These guys are leaving. Take off, guys. We had a little bit of a mix-up with the...
What?
We didn't want him to know that we were having a game night. You know, he used to come and we don't like him anymore, so.
You know, I think he knows now.
He sure does.
Maxipad. Come on, bring it in. I haven't seen you in a year. Hey, you smell good. What is that? Is that Selsun Blue, Head and Shoulders?
Why are you using the dander shampoo?
Well, I mean, you've always been a little bit of a snowstorm. Hey, would you hold that for a second?
Yep.
Hey, guys!
Well, you look good, stranger.
Right.
It's been forever.
I know, and that's my fault. I'm so sorry.
Sweet ride, Brooks.
Oh, you like that? I just got her a couple weeks ago.
What is that, a Corvette?
It's a 1976 Rally Red Stingray Coupe. It was my dream car as a kid.
And that's what gave me the idea to get it. You know what? I love your house.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I mean, I love your house. It reminds me of Mom and Dad's. Makes me think of simpler times.
Simpler.
Oh. So how long are you in town for?
You know, I'm not sure. It depends on how many clients the firm's going to be having me schmooze while I'm here. But hopefully for a while. I don't get to see you guys, and I really miss you, man. I really do.
Oh. Miss you too, Brooks.
And go!
Shock Rocker dated Rose McGowan.
Oh, Marilyn Manson.
Yep, you got it. Quick story.
There's no pausing.
You remember the urban myth where Marilyn Manson had the ribs taken out so he could go down on himself?
Yeah.
You don't mind me telling the story, do you, Max?
You're in the middle
you're
of it.
You're 14 years old. It's an adorable story. I forbid it.
I'm a little curious.
Did you blow yourself?
You know the bungee cords on a roof rack?
Yeah.
Max took one of those bungee cords and he put it around his neck.
Here he goes.
And then he wrapped it behind his legs so he could squish his face down into his crotch. Oh, but the problem was that it got stuck. He couldn't unhook it. And about an hour later, Mom comes home and she finds him there. Her little pretzel boy on his bedroom floor naked.
Pretzel boy.
Great story. Are we back on now?
So?
So what?
Did you suck it?
Let's go. Come on, Brooks. Back to it. Come on. Play the game.
Poor man's Johnny Depp starred in Jericho.
Skeet Ulrich!
UN Secretary General, 92 to 96.
Oh, Boutros Ghali.
This guy, he hated kids in Jurassic Park.
Sam Neill.
dubstep DJ looks like Corey Feldman.
Skrillex.
Yep.
Rappers love this Cuba Spaniard.
Picasso.
Big cat shot by asshole Dennis.
A kick of the lion.
Time.
Oh.
How many?
Seven.
Can you go pretzel boy?
Woo! Okay, go Max.
Come on, Max.
All right.
And kicking up. Oh, this is easy. Annie, the famous actor that we met at the airport about 8 years ago.
Who?
Only actor we've ever met at an airport who's famous.
Bobby Flay?
Not an actor. This fellow was in front of us at the Sbarro. We were wondering why he wasn't in the first class lounge.
Oh, yes, yes. Who was that?
God damn it.
Max, there's a whole room of people to help you out here.
You got it.
Good point. He was an Incredible Hulk.
Eric Bana.
Other one.
Mark Ruffalo?
Other one.
Lou Ferrigno.
Holy shit. Primal Fear.
Richard Gere never played the Incredible Hulk.
Time.
Motherfucking Ed Norton.
Oh, Primal Fear.
Oh my God.
He was the Hulk.
The Hulk.
I forgot that.
Max, 0 points. I'd say he blew it, but he won't tell us, will he?
Did you?
You can't believe I didn't get Bob.
Yeah, it is. Hey, guys, what do you say we do this at my house next week?
Oh,
house?
Really?
What house? Well, since I don't know how long I'm going to be here, I rented a place. It's only a couple miles away. You know, it's over on up on Broadmoor.
Ooh, swanky neighborhood.
It's a very cool house, but it's just me there alone. It'd be great to have you guys come over.
Oh, well, it's kind of a tradition to have game nights here.
Yeah, but you know what? Let's let him show off his big house, huh?
That's the spirit. Trust me. This will be a game night to remember.
Oh, boy.
Promise?
Yeah. Good night, everybody. I love you much. Drive safely.
Good night.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night. Bye.
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 That little motherfucker.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, come on. We don't see him in over a year. He shows up in your dream car, insults our house, and then tells an embarrassing story about you right before your turn just to throw you off your game.
Welcome to my whole life. Why are you suddenly so worked up about it?
Well, because now he's messing with your balls and literally killing millions of our babies.
Well, that's a little dramatic, but that's Brooks.
I thought that this was just regular old brother stuff, but I totally see it now. He undermines you every chance he gets.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Thank you, Annie. Yeah, I've never won a single game against him.
I think we gotta fix this Brooks thing.
Fix it?
Yeah.
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting we beat his ass.
Jesus Christ. Good evening.
Wait.
We're gonna skip the cleanup?
You sure you don't wanna take a lift?
No, I am not getting drunk tonight. I'm gonna
evening.
Stay alert and ready. Jesus, Gary.
Where are you headed?
We are going to my brother's.
Another game night?
No, absolutely not. We're going to have some dinner.
Eat.
I see. Pity I was going to invite you over for a dinner I'm hosting. I've purchased 4 lamb shanks. I've been simmering in a broth of red wine and rosemary.
That sounds so yummy, though.
Damn it. It's actually Debbie's recipe. I like to think she left behind a recipe card as a gesture of goodwill, but it was most likely an unintentional oversight.
Well, here we go.
What?
I'm sorry.
Thought you said something.
Nope,
not us.
Okay. Have fun.
Oh, fuck me.
Well, the guy who rents a house this big must be making up for something pretty small, I'd say.
No, I've seen his dick. It's pretty great.
Well, I tried.
Hey. How you doing? You're cool.
Very nice house, Tony Stark. Should we give our drink orders to Jarvis?
No, I got the Tony Stark part, but then you went full nerd on me. I kind of lost you. Please do come in.
All right. Thanks. Hi, guys. Boy, I could sleep 4 on that couch. Look at that.
Oh, hello, friends. Hey, let me introduce you to my date. This is Sarah.
Sarah is head of company counting.
Well, corporate communications.
And she's also British, which means she's smart as shit.
I'm okay. Irish.
Same island.
Well, it's really not.
Nice to meet you, Annie.
So you can't always judge a book by its past covers, can you?
Mm. Almost the same. Hey, Brooks, we didn't know if you had any games, so we thought we'd bring you a few of our favorites.
Hey, look at that.
Whoa!
I told you we're taking it up a notch. The game that we're going to play tonight is so epic that we don't need a board and we do not need pieces.
Still didn't need to throw them across the room.
I was being theatrical.
Holy shit, are we doing a fight club?
A what?
It's what rich people pay poor people to fight each other.
Hey, Ryan, stop with the fight club, okay? It's nonsense.
Ryan believes everything he reads.
Thank you.
So, what are we playing?
In the next hour, someone in this room is going to be taken. And it's going to be up to you to find them before they are murdered.
Ooh. Oh, it's a murder mystery party.
Not just any murder mystery. I found this company. They do it super real. They use legit actors. You're not going to know what's real and what's fake.
Fun!
But that's not all. Because whoever finds the victim wins the grand prize. The keys to the stingray.
What?
Wow.
Just the keys?
No, Ryan, the whole car.
Oh, yes! Oh, man. You're so lucky I brought you to this game night and not one Max Annie's.
Hey!
No, I just mean because this is better.
Oh.
You're not going to actually give away your car.
Oh, it's just a tax write-off. And the Audi, it's more practical.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Okay. How do we start?
We just wait for it to begin. Maybe play a drinking game to pass the time?
This group does not play drinking games.
Tonight we do, Max.
Oh, never have I ever.
Good one.
Can you believe this guy?
Yeah, he's ridiculous. Beautiful house, though.
Here we go.
Yep, we're at the house. We'll let you know when we have him.
Jesus Christ! What's with that knife?
It's for the cheese.
Okay. All right. It's just, you know, really aggressive way to carry a knife.
Oh, no, I've got one. Never have I ever connected my work computer to the projector in the conference room when it was open on a WebMD page for chlamydia symptoms.
That's not cool.
Drink!
And just for the record, I did not have chlamydia. It was pubic dermatitis. You get it from not washing your crotch. So
okay.
Good for you.
I like her.
Oh, and yeah. Listen, you're not supposed to single people out in this game. It's supposed to be generic things like, never have I ever slept with a celebrity.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Okay.
Whoops.
What?
You slept with a celebrity?
No, I was taking a drink separate from the game. That was bad timing. Mm. I see how you would think
of that. Then why are you breathing like you just got off the elliptical?
I'm not. I'm... Come on, babe. Whose turn is it?
It's Max. Max, it's your turn, huh?
I'm not playing a drinking game. Who was it?
What's the deal with that?
They've been together since middle school.
It's somebody else's turn.
Oh,
yeah. How could you possibly have had sex with a celebrity when we've only had sex with each other?
Please, can you not make this one of your things right now?
How is this one of my things?
Yeah, Brooks, this is why we don't play drinking games.
It looks like the game is afoot.
Oh.
Thank you, God.
Brooks Davis. Yes.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Agent Henderson. FBI.
Sunglasses at night. It's legit.
Sit down, please. I'll get right to the point. The Bureau has been tracking a ring of violent kidnappers in this very neighborhood. And we have reason to believe that one of you may be their next victim.
That's terrible news.
Contained within these dossiers are the clues you will require to find the kidnappers.
You'd like for us to do that, yeah? The Bureau's
What's the Bureau's role in this?
Maybe you guys could take my wife in for questioning because apparently she got a secret life I don't know nothing
Baby,
about.
This is...
Shut up, all of you!
Wow.
It's not a joke. You people are in real danger and you're running out of time. And I, Agent Henderson, will not stand idly by while innocent civilians are slaughtered on my watch.
I told you he's gonna be
so good. So good.
But before we get started, I'm required to ask if any of you have any food allergies. Peanuts.
Oh.
Who the hell are you?
Oh.
Now wait a second. I know you're messing all, but you can't just come in here and break the door. Like, oh.
I do not mind this game.
You crazy?
That is a strong table.
Oh, now he's back in heat.
Make sure you get a piece of this cheese.
Oh,
it's just...
Come here, one.
Go
ahead.
Now he's back.
Stop fighting him! Yeah.
The Independent Spirit Award goes to...
Let's go!
Bye-bye.
First one that follows us gets shot.
Okay, roger that. You drive safe.
Come on, motherfucker!
Something about this that just doesn't feel right. How could you cheat on me with a celebrity?
I didn't cheat on you. It was before we got married when we took that break.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I've been living in the Matrix.
Agent Henderson, you're just gonna keep lying there?
Well, don't kick him.
He's a regular Daniel Day-Lewis.
I thought we both agreed that we wouldn't hook up with anybody else during that break.
Yeah, but then you went and got a handjob from Karen Waller.
No, don't do that. Because, it was over the pants, all right? It was, and it hurt. It was very dry, and I didn't climax.
Just admit it. You guys did more than that.
Don't turn this around on me. Do not do that. Don't you Johnny Cochran me. Damn it, they got to jump on us. Come on. Come on now.
Okay. All right, here's the first clue. It looks like a riddle. With shiny fangs.
My bloodless bite will bring together what's mostly white.
Donald Trump.
Bloodless bite. Not a vampire. Have to Google it.
So inconsistent, isn't it? I mean, they staged this super realistic fight. They give us an FBI dossier, but with riddles. Mm-hmm. It's like, let's pick a tone. Let's stick with it.
But that's the game. You want to win this car or not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More than anything. But I feel like Brooks is setting me up. Do you get that feeling, you know, that this is some game where somehow he's going to humiliate me?
Hmm. Well, let's not play by his rules.
My bloodless bite, my bloodless bite, bloodless bite, bloodless bite, bloodless bite.
Can you stop chanting bloodless bite? It's just trying to sing.
Oh, shit. Max and Annie must have figured it out.
Right. We need to find an advantage.
Advantage. Brooks's wallet? Oh, you think we should steal all of this shit?
No. Hi, yeah, I lost my credit card. I was wondering if you could tell me what the last few charges I made were.
What are you doing?
If we can find out the name of the murder mystery place he used, we can go to their office and pay them off to give us the final clue.
Oh my God. You're like a double threat. Brains and you're British.
Thanks.
Okay, what has shiny fangs that bites white things together?
A stapler. And the white things are paper.
Yes, you are so smart and unfaithful.
Oh, there it is.
Flash drive.
Put in the desktop.
Another riddle.
Okay. I'm brown and old by day, white and young by night. My eyes are glass. I have 9 faces, but no head. I sing to the sky, but I have no voice. I'm everywhere and nowhere.
What the fuck is that?
I mean, how cool are we?
Very,
right?
Very cool. We are very cool. You're the cool one. You know, the tracking the phone is just a great idea.
Still on Route 18,
yeah.
Huh?
Catching up to him. Yeah. Here we come, yeah. Brooksy.
I mean, can you imagine the look on his face when we find him so fast?
You know, baby, I can feel my sperm already coming back to life.
Perfect. Yeah. So we'll win your brother's car, and then we'll go make a baby in it.
Yeah. We'll make him watch us.
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't want to do that.
No, me neither. Don't know why I'm
not
that.
Into that.
Not a great idea.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you. Right, I've got the name of the address of the game company. Let's go.
Yes! All we have to do now, figure out what bloodless bite means.
No, we don't. That's why...
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. No.
Let's go.
How are you going to be old and young? That doesn't make sense.
I know.
Guys, hey. Oh, my God. I just want to wish you the best of luck tonight. Bye.
No.
Nah.
Mm-mm. What are you doing?
Just being a dick.
Oh. Don't kick him, William.
He's such a good actor.
Damn.
Baby, hand me those matches. I'm about to burn this door down.
You're going to light a fire in a windowless room that we're trapped in.
You slept with Bill Nye, the science guy. He talks about flames.
What about that?
Hear that?
Yeah. Oh, found it. He must have known we were tracking him.
Well, they outsmarted us. Hang on. Guess they're not so smart after all, huh?
Guess not.
Hmm?
We are handling this.
Why are we crouching?
I don't know. Feels right. Oh, it's horrible in here.
You're sticky. Oh. Shoes are shot. Ooh, there he is. There he is. Don't let him see you. Come on. Sit down right here. Bartender, sir, can I ask you a question? You didn't happen to see a fella brought in here. Looks a little bit like me, but he's got a little bit of a sharper chin and higher cheekbones.
So, a better-looking guy.
No, well, I wouldn't call it that.
I didn't see nothing.
Oh, boy.
Huh.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Double negative, didn't see nothing. It's a little forced.
I think he's in on it.
Of course he is.
Look at those tats. So fresh, probably fake.
Tell you what. Let's give him a test, okay? Let's order a couple of drinks that only a real bartender would know how to make, right?
Smart, yeah.
Sir, excuse me.
Barkeep?
Hi, totally forgot to order drinks.
Could I please have a vodka tonic?
Well done, honey. I'm going to have a Harvey Wallbanger, okay?
Appreciate it.
Jesus, did you see that look? I don't know what's going on.
You're something.
Regional theater hack. Huh?
Well, this is kind of fun, isn't it?
It's nice to get out of the house. You know, we're not going to be able to do stuff like this if we have kids.
What?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I was thinking about it. Remember Dan and Linda? Remember how much time we used to spend with them? All just tons of fun. And then they had those twins, boom, off the grid, right? Last time we saw them was their Christmas card with the wonky kids on it.
Yeah, love those Christmas cards. They look so happy.
But you know what I mean. We're not. We don't see
them. Tonic. Harvey Wallbanger.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Did I get it right?
Huh. I do not know. I realize I've never had one of these, but that is a tasty drink. It's kind of tart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, honey. Where's Brooks? Brooks is here. Brooks is here. We're about to win this thing.
Oh, no. Thanks.
So what? It's over. What, are they going to try to stop us? Let's go.
Yeah, probably. That's why I brought this.
Jesus Christ, honey, where'd you get a gun?
No, that's a fake gun from Brooks' fight.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that looks real.
Yeah, well, you know, Brooks never spares any expense.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, follow my lead, huh?
Why, what do you do?
Mwah.
Lead?
Any of you fucking pricks, move
execute every motherfucking last one of you!
Very nice, buddy. Pulp Fiction, anybody? Right? It's a classic. We love films.
Okay, what the fuck is this shit?
Well, you're gonna hand over the keys because we're gonna take my brother.
Bullshit.
Oh, you know what's bullshit is your bald, ugly face.
Ooh, no, that's personal. Come on, honey, let's just keep it fun.
All right, sorry I called you bald, you little bitch.
Well, that's, again, you know, let the gun do the talking.
Okay.
Come on.
On your knees. Hands in the air.
Good.
Hands on the ground.
Good, great.
Eyes closed.
That's it.
Get him up. Reach
hands
for
up.
It.
That's right.
There we go.
All right, hands in the air.
Get him up. Yep.
Yo, where's my head go?
Down.
On the floor.
Just rest it.
How am I supposed to put my hands in the air with my head on the
fucking
ground?
Fucking exactly. I did have the same question.
Child's pose? Do you guys know child's pose?
Fuck is a child pose, man?
You've never done yoga? Okay,
no.
Okay, wow. Cover me.
Show him, baby.
All right.
Here she comes.
Arms out. Knees apart if you have back problems. And if you're doing it right, you're really going to feel that lumbar opening up back there.
Let's put your head down. Come on. I don't want to have to use this, okay?
Can you just tell me who it was?
I know you, Kev. If I tell you, you'll just stress about it even more.
Okay, fine. How about this? If I guess it right, you tell me.
Fine.
Was it an actor?
Yes, the tower isn't stable.
I'm not stable. Was he over 40?
Yes, be careful.
Okay. American.
Yes.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Ew, no.
Denzel? Was it Denzel? Denzel Washington?
It wasn't, unfortunately.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, be careful.
Oh. Sweet freedom.
Oh!
This dumbass thought he can keep us locked in here. But guess what? You can't lock us in here. You see, hate put us in here.
Okay,
but love
baby.
Is going to bust us out.
Kev, are you okay?
Baby, I fell down. Glad I invited you tonight!
Yeah, me too.
I usually bring these girls I want to sleep with, and they just suck.
You're like a breath of fresh air.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I usually go out with men I find interesting and non-stupid, so it's a bit new for me too.
Whoa. Are we cool? Did I say something wrong?
No. No, I mean, I was wondering why you asked me along tonight, and now I know you just needed a ringer, so...
Oh, you thought this was a date?
No, actually, well, I was hoping it wasn't.
Then why are you wearing lipstick?
I'm not.
Here you are.
What are you... Can't touch a girl's mouth.
Why, are you scared I'm going to smear your lipstick? Oh, my God, you bit me!
Yeah, I'll bite you again.
There's lipstick on here.
Oh, shut up.
Well, I see you wiping off that date lipstick. Ah, that really hurt a little bit.
Hello?
Hello.
Excuse me?
Hello?
I just came from a 6-hour murder mystery where I played the corpse. I must have dozed off before I had a chance to clean up.
Well, you scared the shit out of us.
Really? Thank you. Actually, that means a lot because I do my own makeup.
Maybe. What kind of party has a pregnant corpse? I'm like...
No, I'm actually pregnant. This isn't part of it. This is just...
Oh, congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah. We want you to give us the final clue to the murder mystery Brooks Davis ordered.
Oh my gosh, but that would ruin the fun.
We don't want the fun. We just want to win.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Let's change your mind.
No.
What about this? Mm-hmm. drive hard bargain, okay? Take it up a notch. I was hoping I wasn't gonna dig this deep, but okay. Final offer.
You know what? It doesn't matter how slowly you slide it over. Okay, it's $17. How much do you want?
I don't know, probably 100.
Give her 100.
Yeah.
How much have you got?
$17.
$17. Yeah. You brought $17 out.
Nice.
Thank you.
Cool. Oh, you're just going to keep it. I got you.
Oh. Stay back!
Hey, buddy, can you just give us the answer to the second riddle? Because we're way behind.
Don't you get it? That was not supposed to happen!
Oh, what now? You guys already did the breaking in thing.
Shut up! And get on the floor! All of you!
Whoa. Ron, you okay?
No, Nathan, I'm not okay. Two guys came in here and attacked me.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And I quit Disney Cruises for this bullshit. Look in your jacket pocket.
That doesn't make any sense. I'm not wearing a jacket.
Oh, maybe it means, like a book jacket.
Why would a book have a jacket?
Murder, we wrote.
Glenda, something terrible has happened.
What?
Nathan and I showed up for the takeaway.
And Ron had been attacked.
Where? At the Brooks Davis house?
Yes.
Huh?
What?
Is everyone okay?
No, I'm not okay, Glenda.
I have a throbbing headache, and they took the host.
Who took him?
Kidnappers.
Real ones. Dangerous fucking criminals.
Sing it to the mic. No. Ask you, Cap. You got something to say? No. Come here. Keep on what we go through. What stops
the
rhythm if I do? I see you eyeing
that ponytail.
Not on my watch.
Bingo. I got him, baby. Let's do this.
Okay.
Hey, Brooke. Guess who it is? Ready? Hello!
Oh,
look at that
shit.
Face.
You
that
did
is
not
priceless.
Expect us this early, did you, huh?
I've got to capture this moment, honey. Get in there.
Okay.
We'll take a quick little selfie here and send it off to the losers. 1, 2, 3. Ah! Perfect. Go speak to the devil. There's Ryan now, probably calling, begging for help. Ignore.
Look, this is not a game, Max.
Guys, it's a wrap in here, okay? Show's over.
I'm not a venture capitalist. I'm a smuggler.
A smuggler?
Yeah, I made a mistake. I sold Bulgarian's egg to a different guy, and I have to get it back to him, or he's going to kill me.
The Bulgarian's egg? Wasn't that the third Harry Potter book?
Wait, I'm confused. So this isn't the end of this whole thing?
No, it is the end, okay? You said whoever catches you gets the car. We found you. We get the car. Game over.
No, I'm telling you, this is all real.
The shitty actors are real? Come on. How about that ridiculous fight? Was that real?
Is this gun real?
Oh, oh no, Annie.
Oh,
oh,
no.
No,
oh,
no.
No,
no,
no.
Oh,
Ben, no. Ben.
What?
Oh my God, I shot you!
You fucking shot me!
Got me loose before we all get shot! Come on, I'm dying! Get me out of here!
God. Help! Help! Oh my God!
You shot me.
I know. I feel
terrible.
Come on,
man. Oh, my God.
What the fuck is going on with you? Start talking.
I've lied to you and the family about what I do. I buy and I sell legal shit for people in the black market.
Really? So you're a criminal?
Oh my God, they're following us.
But I made a mistake because there's this guy. they call him the Bulgarian. He's got his fingers in all these pies around the world.
What kind of pies?
Illegal pies, Max. You know, the kind of pies that have heroin in and guns and sex slaves, you know, all that kind of stuff. But he just wanted me to help him find this Fabergé egg.
Fuck that! Fabergé egg? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. And I found it. But then there was this other guy, this Marlon Freeman. He's willing to pay twice as much for the same egg.
So what, screwed over the Bulgarian guy and those fellas behind his work for him, and they just happened to crash your murder mystery party?
I know, right? What is God to that?
Watch out!
You okay?
Yeah, I'm alright.
Okay. We need to go to the cops.
Yeah,
now.
Right now.
No.
Let's go.
We can't go to the cops.
Why?
Bulgarian's got a ton of moles.
On his face?
Oh, in the police department.
Look out.
I'll be dead before I get to jail.
Why don't you just get a hold of this Marlon Freeman guy and buy the egg back from him?
I couldn't find him if I wanted to. That name's an alias.
Gun!
Okay, these guys are not stopping. What do we do?
They're not going to stop until they get me. I'm sorry I dragged you guys into this. I'm sorry for a lot of things.
Hey, what are you doing?
I love you, Max Brooks. Don't be an idiot.
Stop the car.
Go.
What are we going to do? They're going to kill my brother.
Oh,
Annie, I feel
faint. Oh, honey, we'll get you to a hospital, okay?
No, hospital. It's a gunshot wound. They'll call the cops.
Okay, so we go to a mob doctor, right?
Do you know one of those, sweetheart?
No.
No.
What about a veterinarian that works with a mob?
You know one of those?
No.
Come on, why are you pitching all the mob stuff?
Because I'm losing my shit here.
I get it. You're gonna have to do it.
What?
Yep. You're gonna have to take a bullet out.
I don't wanna do it.
You think I want you to take a bullet out or should you try to cut a chicken? We have no other option.
Oh my god, so bad. I hate gay men. Did you? Hey. Oh, thank God. Listen, Annie, it's all real.
Oh, no, I know.
Brooks is caught up in something and... Okay, where are you guys?
We're all at Brooks's waiting to talk to the cops.
No. Do not talk to the cops.
What? Why? What's going on? Are you guys okay?
Yeah.
We're fine. I shot Max, but he's fine.
What? Look, we will meet you back at our house.
Whatever you do, do not tell the cops anything. Brooks's life depends on it. Hey.
Hi.
Okay. I got a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Pocket knife, tweezers,
good.
Sewing kit.
All right. Wow, you did great.
Yeah. And they didn't have rubbing alcohol, and they don't sell hard liquor, so I got you this lovely shard.
Good idea. Way to pivot. Yep. Good. What else did you get, huh? More good
that.
Stuff? What is helpful in country living?
Oh, that's the latest. There's a corn chowder recipe. It looks really good.
Huh.
You love corn
Sweet.
Chowder,
I do.
Huh?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, and then a squeaky toy.
Huh.
For your mouth.
For the pain?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, hopefully I won't need that.
Okay, let's
All right.
see this bad boy.
Yep, careful.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Let's.
No
we're gonna push past
no
it. We're gonna get the bullet out. And yep. Honey, can you return the text later?
This is instructions on how to remove a bullet.
Oh, sorry.
It's an alt-right militia website, so I'm just gonna ignore the racist stuff.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Step one. Throw
yep.
gloves. Check.
We're doing the best we can, right?
Okay. We're getting
right.
by. Step two. Okay. Disinfect wound.
Right. Yeah. That's gonna sting, isn't it?
Yeah. A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. That's smart, huh? Yeah. Gonna administer anesthetic.
We don't have it.
Gonna skip that one. Okay, step four, apply pressure above the wound. Here, you squeeze that there.
Great, I got it.
Thank you. We're just gonna make two tiny incisions.
Oh, God.
On either side of the wound. Easy peasy. Huh? The
This is fun, huh?
Are you having fun?
No.
Let's get the bullet.
Okay.
Let's get in there and get it. Nice and small. Nice and small, baby.
Yep, tiny.
Spoons, that's not small. That's really big.
Too big?
Way too big, baby. It's a bullet, not a grapefruit.
Sorry, this is my first time. I don't know.
Oh, there's so much blood.
No, don't you start doing that. No, you're going to make... Sorry,
stop it.
You're making me
well, don't look at me. I won't look at it. Push through.
Okay,
let's go.
Right, okay,
let's go. No more cutting.
Shit.
Just get the tweezers and get the bullet out, baby. What? What happened?
Phone went to sleep.
Okay, you gotta set it so that thing stays on.
No, my phone doesn't do that.
Sure it does. The same phone as mine. I'll change it.
Just gonna touch it with my nose every 30 seconds. It's fine.
Don't be afraid of your phone. Get in there, go into the settings, go to display, and change the timing so that it doesn't revert to sleep mode.
Revert?
Yeah.
What are you, Steve Jobs?
I'm just not afraid of my phone,
anything.
Honey.
Nope.
Just, it's so fucking simple.
Shh. Quiet. I know what I'm doing, okay?
Do you?
Yes.
There she goes.
Here we go.
You're like a dolphin.
All right. This part's gonna hurt.
I don't doubt it.
Okay, let's do this. Okay. Ooh. Oh, wait. What is that? You hear that?
What's that sound? What's that sound? Is that the bullet?
That's bone.
What?
That's not right. Okay, what are the rates of say if you can't find the bullet?
Yeah, that's bone. You got the bone. I'm looking at my bone. Look right here.
Max, did you get shot twice?
That's the exit wound.
Oh, it came out.
Yep, nothing to remove. The bullet has exited the arm.
Well, let's just sew that sucker up, huh?
Yeah. No. Honey, don't look at her. Stop it.
I'm sorry. Now the Bulgarian guys have Brooks, and the only way to save him is to get that egg from this Marlon Freeman guy.
I can't believe your brother's been lying to us this whole time. He's even cooler than we thought.
Honey, I think you sewed my arm to my sleeve.
I don't even know Morgan Freeman collected Fabergé eggs. Aren't those worth millions of dollars?
It's Marlon Freeman, but that's just an alias. Somehow we gotta find out his real name, find out his address.
Police computer.
What do you mean?
I once dated this girl whose father was a cop. She showed me her dad's police computer. It has a database with every known alias on it. I bet we can find Marlon Wayne's real name on it.
So if we called her up, would she let you go on her dad's computer?
No way, that ended badly.
So how are we going to get into a police computer without the cops knowing?
Billy Bob Thornton.
What?
You slept with Billy Bob, didn't you?
Hang on. I know where we can get on a police computer.
Harry!
Goodness. To what do Bastion and I owe the pleasure?
Well, we were all just talking, and we realized we haven't had a game night in ages, just the seven of us.
So, I thought you were going to your brother's house. I never said that.
Come on, Garibera, live a little, it's the weekend.
We were just saying how you were always better at games than Debbie was.
Yeah. Well, thank you not to besmirch my ex-wife. That woman is an angel.
Oh, yeah, she was much better at games than you.
I will admit I have eagerly awaited a visit. Such as this.
Where'd he go?
Did Ray follow him?
It seems like it.
Ryan, you go first.
I'm scared.
Help yourself to popped corn with sea salt.
Oh, yummy. I can't believe that you read my mind. I was craving popcorn.
Do you have a framed photo of game night?
Doesn't everyone have photographs of their best friends in their homes?
Of course we do. Max, you want to go first?
Okay. I'll start. I'll do it.
Oh, there's a loose one. Always in the middle. That's where you want to go.
Can I use your John real quick?
Of course. End of the hall next to our... my bedroom.
Sarah, how long have you two been a couple?
Oh, no, we're not. No, we're not. We work together. I wouldn't do that.
I see. I thought I detected a certain chemistry between the two of you.
No. No way. No. That's not.
And again, I'm not the best judge of chemistry in the world.
Oh, because your wife left you.
Hello, Donald Anderton.
Come on, Annie, just make up your mind,
no.
Please.
No.
Yep. Take your time.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, just, I never met her. I'd love to hear all about her.
Where do I begin?
Right, you want to take a bath? I want to take a little bath. There we go. Huh? Oh, it's so much worse. Oh, God, and what did I do to this? What the fuck is this thing?
Oh, Debbie. Ooh. Okay. Fuck this.
Hey, guys, Gary was right. It's awful late. Let's get home.
Get to bed, huh? Get out of your hair.
We haven't finished the game. It's your turn. Max.
Oh, my turn, huh? Okay, be careful now, Max. Oh! Well, game over. I went in a little hot.
Why'd you?
Thanks. Good to see you, Gary.
When shall we play next?
Well, soon. We'll call you.
Bastion? Baby?
So, how are we supposed to get this egg out of Donald Anderton's house?
I don't know. I'm going to figure it out.
Unknown caller, please don't be Gary. Hello? Okay, we know where the egg is and we're actually on our way there right now. We can do a swap, okay? Please don't hurt Brooks.
Need us on the East 4th Street Bridge at midnight. If you're late, he dies.
Oh my God.
Boy, that's less than an hour from now. Hello?
What's up with this guy's voice? He sounds like a monster.
He's using a voice changer, Ryan.
Like a scary monster.
And we are here.
All right, you guys head home, and I will call as soon as I get the egg,
what?
All right?
Oh, wait a second. Wait. I'm going with you.
No, Annie, could be very, very dangerous in there, okay? And listen, you know, Brooke shouldn't have dragged any of us into this, but he is my brother, and it's up to me to fix it.
Well, bullshit. Yeah, we're all in this together.
No, no, no. Max is right. You guys should go home, but you and I are doing this.
Okay, what happens if you guys don't make it out?
We don't come to game night because we're dying to play charades and shit. We come because we love you guys.
Honestly, this is the best part of our week.
Mine too. And I have a lot of options on the weekend.
Wow, you guys...
Thank you. It's very nice.
Aw, good friends.
You should probably go, though, right? I mean, you don't even know us.
Yeah, why are you still here?
Oh, I don't know. I just got caught up in it. Also, if I go home now and then I read in the newspaper tomorrow that Eol died, I'll feel shit that I left. So I'm going to stick around.
You still read the newspaper?
That's what you got from that.
How are we going to get into this place?
Go!
Oh.
Go! Go!
Go! Go! Go! Go! Go!
Looks like they got a party going on. This could be good.
Buy-in is now 10 grand.
Okay, I think we should split up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And let's start upstairs. Anybody finds the egg, just text the others, okay? And for God's sakes, be careful with it, all right?
Gotcha. Got it.
Come on.
What are you doing?
Who says the egg isn't in here? Also, I have a really good feeling about Logan.
Wow, this is some bedroom.
Reminds you of your celebrity boyfriends?
Are you still on this?
Yes, I'm still on this, Michelle. That's all I could think about. And that's saying a lot, considering we got Eyes Wide Fight Club going on downstairs.
Why is this so important to you?
Because, Michelle, look, I am losing my mind here, okay? We were broken up at the time. I got a hand job from Karen Waller, so you had every right to. So why not just tell me?
Okay, fine. It was 10 years ago. I was at a gas station, and I noticed a guy at the next pump. It was Denzel Washington.
I got my... Hold up. It actually was Denzel?
Yeah. He was really nice. He made some joke about how premium gas is probably the same as regular. I took a chance, and I asked him if he wanted to get drinks. He said yes. We both got a little tipsy. I offered to pay for drinks, and he let me, which I thought was pretty cool. We danced for hours. Eventually, we ended up back at his place, and one thing led to another. It was just this crazy thing that happened. And in a weird way, it made me realize the only person I ever want to be with is you.
Nah. Nah. I don't believe it.
Oh, you...
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I took a picture with him at the club. I put it in a hidden folder. Denzel and Michelle.
Yeah, baby, that's not Denzel.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. Dude looks a lot like Denzel, but it's not him.
You're crazy. Look at that. That's Denzel.
Okay, let me ask you this. Did he say he was Denzel?
Well, no. He tried to introduce himself, and I cut him off because I told him I knew who he was.
What kind of car did he drive?
A BMW.
Hmm.
3 Series.
Hmm. What was his place like?
It was a 2-bedroom condo. And he used the spare room as an office.
Do you hear what you're saying right now?
Hold on. Let me...
When you zoom in, the nose gives it away, right?
Goddamn.
Mm-hmm. Look, don't beat yourself up about it, okay? There is some good news. If you want to get with Denzel, he's standing right here. Because the real Denzel ain't got shit on me.
I mean, how does this monster have 5 kids? We don't get to have one.
Well, his wife looks like she's about 15.
Yeah. My sperm are fine.
Right. No, I know, honey. We're gonna keep plugging away until something sticks, okay?
Gee, you really sound like a guy who wants to have a kid.
Well, you know, I'm a little distracted right now, honey, as you might imagine.
Look, if you're not into this, you kind of got to tell me.
Listen, I want to have a baby, but how do I explain this? Do you remember how we used to play Pac-Man at Fisker Lanes and we could play all night? Do you remember this one time I made it all the way up to level 86 and you were not too far
85,
behind?
85, but...
Right?
And then I kicked your ass at Gattaca,
yeah.
So anyway...
Anyway,
is the point?
Do you remember how we stayed alive so long? All we did was we ate the pellets. We never ate the fruit because the fruit is how they get you.
Oh, you're doing a metaphor.
Yes, but here's the problem. No matter how long you and I stayed alive in the game, neither one of us ever made it up to the leaderboard.
And you think if we have a baby, we'll be officially settling down and you'll never make it onto the leaderboard of life?
That's such a good metaphor.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's kind of bullshit.
Why?
What are we, 16 years old?
No.
You want to go backpacking through Europe?
Uh-uh.
Huh? You want to, like, have some wine coolers on a football field with Rebecca De Mornay?
Not specifically.
You know who's always gone for the fruit, Max? Your criminal brother. And that is why the ghosts are about to eat him.
Look who's embracing the metaphor.
Wow. You know what? All this time, I've just been thinking that if I helped you beat Brooks, you would be less stressed, but... You don't want to beat Brooks. You want to be Brooks. I'm just going to look somewhere else.
Come on, Logan! Boomerang shit!
Hey, ADHD. Let's see the concept.
Who the hell are you?
Me?
Yeah. Who are you? And what are you doing with my egg?
Oh, I was just admiring it. I got a bunch of these fancy pants eggs back at home in my mansion.
Uh-huh. This one's ugly.
Mm.
Does anybody know this guy?
I certainly hope so. I'm the CEO of Cyberdyne Systems.
I should go.
Boomer, take him down.
Everyone hold on a goddamn second!
Boomer!
Hey, any luck yet?
No.
Pick it!
tables are acting weird tonight.
That's not the first.
Okay, thanks for the assist.
Yeah. I don't even know why I really did it.
Well, because you're falling for me.
I'm not sure.
I was joking.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Aren't you going to say you were joking too?
Do you want me to?
Oh my God, you're making this weird.
Follow. Okay, fine.
It's 2 minutes to 12. Where the hell is this bridge?
GPS says it's right around here, but I don't see it.
Oh, there it is, 4th Street.
Oh, shit. Oh, my.
That's great. That's great. Now they're going to kill my brother.
Oh, hold on. I'm not an expert, but these gems look plastic to me.
Made in China. Is this thing not even real?
Maybe just that sticker's made in China.
Let's let them talk.
Can I say?
Okay, why would the Bulgarian ask Brooks to bring him a fake egg?
I don't think he wanted an egg at all. I think he wanted what was inside the egg.
Witsec? What is that?
We could ask them.
Tell anyone we were coming here?
Nope.
Got your egg.
You do?
Yeah, but we broke it.
What? It's fake. But we have the list of names that was inside. That's what you wanted, right?
Okay. Get on the ground. We've got what you want. Can you just let us go?
I said on the ground!
You too, playboy. Get over there. Get on the ground.
Yeah?
None of that child bullshit either.
Bulgarian's gonna kill me. Probably you guys too. Why did you come here?
Because you're my brother and I can't just let you die even though you might deserve it.
Yes, me. We got them all here.
You're unbelievable. You know that? You've always been a better person than me. You gotta shut up, okay? I'm a fraud, Max. I'm not the carefree dude that wins at everything he touches. You know how I win? I cheat. I cheat at everything. I even cheated when we were kids playing Battleship.
What?
Didn't you ever wonder why I made you sit with your back to the TV? It was so I could see your ships in the reflection. I mean, I even took $5,000 every time we played Monopoly. Before we even started playing the game, I cheated at the game of life. And at the game of life.
You son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Yo, sit down. Without you, Princess,
I don't have anything.
It didn't stop there because when we grew up, Max, you went off to college and a career, you married the greatest girl in the world. I knew I couldn't keep up with that success, so I told everyone that I got a job on Wall Street. And I did. Selling coke to traders.
You didn't invest in Panera?
I ate at Panera. Jesus Christ. But that's why I've been trying to make it up to you. That's what this whole game night was about. I had it rigged so that you'd finally win. Last clue is gonna leave you. Your jacket pocket.
I think we're gonna be okay though. I got a feeling.
You want us to kill them all?
What?
Okay.
Wait, just let us go. We won't tell anyone anything. We got you the list.
Fuck! God damn it!
Fuck!
Shit, the fire's
freeze! Gary?
Don't even think about it, Pete!
Can't say I care for that nomenclature.
that your neighbor?
When did Gary get so cool?
Oh, my God.
Everybody okay?
Whoa.
Gary.
All right?
Fine, thank you. Though in sliding, my belt buckle may have inadvertently scratched the finish of my squad car.
How did you know we were in trouble?
The nocturnal Jenga game, my blood-spattered marital souvenirs, and Max's curious search history piqued my interest.
You saved our lives.
Thank you.
Just doing my job.
Oh, oh my God! Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Oh, shit.
Gary!
Hello,
I need an ambulance.
Oh, my gosh. Hang in there, pal. Hang on, pal.
Okay.
Hang on, all right? We're going to get you to a hospital.
Okay, look at me, Gary, look. You have got a lot to live for, okay?
Do I?
Yeah.
I have no wife. No friends.
That's not true.
Don't say that.
Because we are your friends?
You don't even like spending time with me.
Yes, we do. We've been a little selfish, that's all.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry
right.
about that.
Oh, God.
That's...
Huh?
Someone please take care of Bastion.
Gary, you are going to take care of Bastion yourself, okay?
Listen, as soon as you get out of the hospital, you're going to come to every single game night we have.
Don't you ever exclude me again.
Never exclude you again, pal.
Blood capsule.
Huh?
A blood capsule?
And that is how you do a game night.
What?
I've duped you all.
What?
Hold on a second. Are you telling me that this whole thing was a game?
They got up.
When I learned you stopped inviting me to your game nights, I hijacked Brooks's murder mystery party and I staged a kidnapping of my own.
You gotta be kidding me.
What better way to prove my worth as a game night participant?
Well, what about these dudes? Are they actors?
Oh, no, they're felons.
Felons?
I was able to shave some time off of their parole in exchange for this little side project.
We square now.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That lady hit me with the car.
Hey, what the hell kind of psycho are you? You put us through all this just for your own amusement?
No. Just the opposite, for your amusement. Did everyone have fun?
No.
No fun. I got shot.
By me.
I don't see how that's possible. My men were using blanks.
Well, that was my gun. It was a real gun.
So this whole thing, the Fabergé egg, the Bulgarian, that was you?
You've lost me.
The egg, the Witsec list. It's all you. All part of your game?
This is a list of people in the Federal Witness Protection Program. How did you get this?
From inside the egg. Stop fucking with us. It's over.
I'm not fudging with you. I honestly have no idea what...
Oh, boy. Yikes.
Oh.
I mean, how stupid do you think we are? Gang, are we looking at the big twist here? He gets shot again. And by who? A couple of new characters you introduced at the last minute? Dude, you've jumped the shark. Do you go to the magic shop to buy a bunch of these little... Hang on.
This is Officer Kingsbury. We've got a 10-00 on the 4th Street.
Oh.
Which one of you is Brooks Davis? Funny, you don't look like an asshole. Do I look like an asshole to you?
No.
One of us has to be the asshole in this transaction, because otherwise I'd have my egg and you'd have your money, but instead we've wasted our night tracking you down. Now we're going to have to kill you.
Well, no. Mr. Bulgarian, I'm assuming. Hi, I'm Max. I'm Brooks's brother. And, you know, look, he screwed up, right? You got greedy. He admits it. Good news is, though, that we got your egg. It is broken. That my screw up. But I got the list, which I bet you've been after this whole time. What about this? How about you take this list for free, and we all go our separate ways. Nobody gets hurt. Except the poor folks on this list, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Okay?
Deal. Makes perfect sense.
No. You give him that list, he's going to kill me.
That's nonsense. What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm just trying to buy myself some time.
Not much. We're just going to cut it out of you on the jet. Take him.
Don't follow us, Max. I'm serious.
I'm not worried about that.
You just letting them go?
Yeah, they've done nothing wrong.
Only this one. Let go.
Don't follow us!
Gary, breathe. You know the only private air terminal around here is at Conway?
Yeah, how are we going to get there?
Brooks' house is not that far from here.
Well, our car's not there.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you don't have to do this because I can just poop it out.
We're not going to go digging through your feces. That's disgusting. Hold still while I cut your stomach open.
Oh, no, 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 no. What the hell?
Is that? Yeah, it's my brother.
Get us in the air. Now!
I have one idea that it's so crazy though, baby, it just might work.
You're gonna crash the car into the plane like Liam Neeson in Taken 3?
He did that in Taken 3, huh? Alright, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Here we go!
You missed it.
Thanks, baby.
We're coming!
Well, at least I got to drive it for 10 minutes. Go, 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 wait, stop.
Where you at, lady? Come on, you little bitch. I know you're back here somewhere. Let's end this shit. I won't kill you. Come out. Come on, get your ass out here.
Turn on the belt.
I'm not gonna
look
hurt
at
you.
The box. Come on out and talk. Can you charade into me? Charade? That's some cute full circle bullshit. Here we go. Three words.
Come on, lady. Where are you?
What I was going for, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. But then, did you see when I hit him with the fire extinguisher?
I sure
that
did.
Was cool, right?
I sure did. I sure did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Do you want this?
I don't want you to have it, Calamity Jane. All right, look. I think I saw a hatch at the top of the plane. Maybe I can get the drop on him.
The drop?
Yep.
Who are you?
Why don't you go use the emergency phone call for help? I'm gonna do the drop.
You're not Liam Neeson.
That hurts my feelings.
I'm sorry.
That's enough of this shit.
can get the drop on anyone tonight. Put that little knife down. Right now. That's it. Ah. Right in my bullet hole. Drop it.
Wait. You don't have to do this. I have kids at home.
Not with that ass, you don't.
Oh. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Stop!
In your hand, you go straight to the pervy place, don't you?
You saved my life. Thank you. You okay?
Yeah. I just saw a man die, but I'm okay. Is that a knife in your bullet hole?
Hey, I want to have a baby.
What?
I used to think that I wanted Brooks' life, but yeah, turns out it's just you're a loser. He's a loser.
Guilty.
But us making a family, that's not pellets. That's the fruit.
That's fruit. It's fruit.
Mm. Wait, what's going on?
Plus, think about all the dum-dums that have kids, right? And think about how much better our kid is going to be than their kids. It's going to beat their kids at everything.
It's taking you this long to see that our baby is going to crush every other baby.
That's right. And not in that peak too early, you know, kid actor kind of way, you know?
No. We will parcel out his or her gifts over time.
Absolutely. Yeah. We got to teach it Mandarin right away.
Because China's the future.
It sure is.
Yeah.
You're the future.
Oh, my God.
And that concludes my game night.
What?
It went exactly as I planned. You learned every lesson that I wanted you to. Trevor, you can get up now. I'm just fucking with you, but that would have been really cool, right?
Such a dick.
Hey, thanks for letting me host again, huh?
Well, it's not like we had a choice, huh?
Only 36 months to go.
Woo! Time will fly.
Can I get you a beer?
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, listen, Brooks, I know you're probably feeling pretty humbled by all of this, but honestly, I think you're going to come out the other side a much better man.
Oh, hey, look, I completely agree. You remember the wit checklist that I swallowed?
Sure.
I pooped it out and sold it for $3 million in the black market.
Are you serious?
Pretty sweet, huh?
Brooks, everybody on that list is going to get killed.
Oh, no, man, I'm not a monster. I tipped everyone off that they were in danger for $20,000 apiece.
You're unbelievable.
Thank you. It's not like I'm going to live in this dump forever. As soon as this cuff comes off, I'm going to buy that house I was renting. I'm moving in with Joanna.
Mm-hmm.
There she is. Hey, Dr. Chin.
Hey, Max. What's life?
Right.
The crying game.
Boys Don't Cry. Is that a tear?
Hey,
is that the actor?
Join
the actor.
Cry Baby?
Yes. Time!
It was the Green Mile.
What? How is that the Green Mile?
This is me at the Regal Cinema crying, as I did through much of the film.
How are we supposed to know that, Gary?
I assume everyone cried during the Green Mile.
So who's next?
I'll go.
Go, baby.
Let's try, Gary.
And go!
That's a rock.
Oh, a rock. Mm. A ball.
That's a burger.
Football.
Is it a burger?
No.
That's a dinner roll, right? Mm-hmm. A bun.
Is it a bun? Yeah. Looks like a bun.
Is this a motion picture?
Bun is in a house. Burger.
Oh, football.
Oh, it's being cooked. It's in an oven. Bun in the oven.
Wait. What?
Yes.
You pregnant?
We did it.
Tell me, when will you be mine? Tell me, quando, quando, quando. We can share a love divine. Please don't make me wait again. When will you say yes to me? Tell me, quando, quando, quando. To me, oh my love, please tell me when. Every moment's a day, every day seems a lifetime. Let me show you the way to a joy beyond compare. Moment more. Tell me quando, quando, quando. Say it's me that you adore. And then, darling, tell me when.
How you doing?
Hi.
I'm Kenny.
Nice to meet you, Kenny.
Usually people cut me off and say they know who I am.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't catch your name.
I'm Debbie.
Tell me, when will you be mine?